So, Rachel, have you ever thought about just changing your career? Just one day doing something different?
Yeah. Lounge singing.
Really?
I'm serious.
Well, that's another segment entirely. You know, sometimes people just need to think they need to do something different. They have a calling. Our next guest literally had a calling from God to leave his high-profile, high-paying job as an evening news anchor in Charlotte, North Carolina, to become a Baptist minister. Chris Justice joins us now from his church, the Lee Park Baptist Church, on Billy Graham Parkway, by the way. Good morning, Chris.
Well, hey, guys. And I thought for sure originally he called me to be a lounge singer. I was wrong. It was a Baptist minister, so I am.
There's still time. Don't worry. Was being a preacher something you'd always thought about, or did one day you just sort of have an epiphany and say, you know, this is what I need to do with my life?
Well, I was always attracted to the church. I always liked being around the church. You know, when we were kids, you know, churches used to be unlocked, and I just liked to walk in churches and just be in there. But as I grew up and then broadcasting kind of took over, I went into radio and then into television, it seemed as if God would sort of use that as maybe something I did on the side. And, you know, when you're in a market and they find out, oh, hey, that guy on TV, he's a Christian, so they would invite me out to events, and, oh, hi, I'm Chris, I'm on TV, and I'm a Christian. And it would just, and I thought, well, that's how God can use me. But then it sort of developed, and then you start to feel like, wait a second, I think God might want something more from me than this. And then in about 2001, it hit, sort of like that epiphany that you're talking about. Just and you think, how in the world is this going to work out? I've got a pretty good job, and got family, and I've got four and kids, and then suddenly you jump. You think, wow, he has made it clear to me that this is what I'm supposed to do, and you go do it, and then here we are.
Can you describe for me a day? At one point, you were actually doing double duty. You were going towards your minister duties, and you were also being a news anchor at night on the 6 and 11 o'clock news. Can you describe a day when you had a push and pull of both on you?
Yeah, well, sometimes I'd wake up and head to seminary, and I'd go to classes in the day and then go to the TV station and work, and then I'd come home maybe in between news and go do hospital visits or maybe preach on our Wednesday nights and then drive back and do the 11 o'clock news. And I'll continue. Yesterday was a typical day. I had a couple things, interview and a meeting I had to do in the morning, TV station. Then there are people in the hospital who need you in between shows. And you go back to the 11 o'clock, and you get home just before 1 in the morning, it's a pretty full day.
I can imagine. I have to ask you about the balance in your life between your faith and your current professional duties, because you're sticking around till April 4th until your station can get everything settled down. I mean, you work in a fairly big city with some big city problems. I want to play a string of some of the stories that you've had to cover recently.
The police officer spent hours combing through woods looking for clues after body parts were found this weekend.
That search at Sloan Drive in Tuckasegee shut down for much of the day. And that's where we find WCNC reporter Michelle Bowden live at 6. He is wanted tonight for the indecent exposure one woman says she witnessed just feet away from young girls. WCNC reporter Tony Burbeck is live in Hickory with who police have charged. North Charlotte drug kingpin is now in custody.
Okay, Chris, you get the idea. You're having to cover these big city stories. How difficult is it to be in your church community and preach about love and faith and then go to work every day and report on these kind of stories, which is your job?
Yeah, we have a happy place here in Charlotte, apparently, don't we? Yeah.
Lots of good things happen in Charlotte, we should say.
You know, it's a great question, because sometimes they seem to conflict. But ultimately, and you guys know, if you're doing journalism right, it's a search for the truth. I'm just trying to get the information as best I can and present it to the viewers. And really, preaching is the same way. It's a search for a more absolute truth, but it is still the search for truth and then explaining that truth to the people. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's hard when you preach what the Bible says, and then that's what I do. And sometimes it seems counter to what we're living in and the environment in which we're living. But you've got to present that truth in such a way that you let people know these are the facts, and now we have to live our lives accordingly. Really a lot like we do in the newscast.
What do you think about your journalism career? What elements of that do you think that you can bring to your post as a preacher?
Well, there's probably not many preachers out there who had 17 years of talent coaches. You know?
You
I mean, those guys.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, right, exactly. The consultants come in, wear this tie, wear this shirt, talk this way, use your inflection this way, communicate with the viewers in such a way. And so that part has been fantastic. And then, you know, you get kind of a name in the community, and that helps too. And there's a certain amount of, I don't want to say respect, because sometimes I think in the media that we don't necessarily have that.
But, a little bit of authority, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. There's a certain gravitas, I guess, and there's a surprise element that, wow, this guy is a believer, I'm a believer, and he's in kind of a high-profile job, and well, let's see what he has to say. And I think that maybe sometimes can help.
And you're in a high-profile job, and I know from knowing people who are news anchors, you local news anchors can make a bundle. Let's just be really frank. You're going to take a huge pay cut here. What kind of conversations did you have with your family? Because you've got four kids.
Yeah, they're beautiful kids, too. I just – when that really, Allison, was kind of what got to us as far as the family, you know, you find yourself being a full-time pastor and a full-time TV newsman. But then you wake up one day and you're a part-time dad and a part-time father, and that's when you really feel as if, all right, God is directing me to leave this. And it's not every day you take a six-figure pay cut, but when you do that because you know, and you know, that's our prayer was just that God would make it clear. Just let us know. My wife had to sacrifice greatly because I'm just never home. And so she had to do so much with the kids, and he just made it very clear to us. The church is now in a position they can handle a full-time pastor, and we can do this, and the church will take care of us, and we'll be fine. But, yeah, the money is certainly going to take a cut, but really for us it was never about the money anyway. If I'm going to be a full-time husband and a full-time dad, that really ultimately is what God wants me to do very well anyway, is to be there for my kids.
All right, before I let you go, in newsrooms it's been known to get a little bawdy sometimes. Have people behaved yourself now that they know that you're going to be a full-time minister?
You know, I get all the time, and really, you know, I've been there 12 years in Charlotte here, and I'm kind of the quote-unquote religious guy in the newsroom anyway. So, but it's, you know, you'll get a lot of, oh, sorry,
Chris.
Reverend. You know,
sorry.
Oh, sorry, you know, you know, forgive my French or whatever. But, you know, there are still those times, and Allison and Rachel, this really has been one of the neat parts about the job. There are those times because you know what it's like. It's so stressful, and people's lives are so busy. And there would be that time where maybe someone would want to pull me off to the side and say, you know, would you just pray for me?
There you go.
Just talk to me. Would you just, because, you know, that is a very high-paced, high-stress life.
Hey, Chris, you'll appreciate this. We have to wrap in 13
yeah.
seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, reporting from Charlotte, Chris Justice, WCNC.
Thank you, Reverend Chris Justice.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.